With Ecolab Science Certified, we take cleaning off your plate so you can focus on what's most important to your restaurant, your guests. And having them switch from giving your restaurant a go to making it a go-to spot. Ecolab Science Certified. Count on a scientific clean. Learn more at sciencecertified.com.
Here's your TNB Tech Minute for Monday, October 28th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. Indonesia has blocked Apple's sales of the newest iPhone 16 handsets, citing the company's non-fulfillment of local investment requirements. State media reported that Indonesia's industry minister said the company's local unit, PT Apple Indonesia, is 240 billion rupiah short of the 1.71 trillion rupiah, or about $109 million, required to get the license to sell the iPhone 16s. The ban does not apply to other Apple products. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for comment. We exclusively report that startup Beyond Arrow has raised $20 million as it aims to make blue skies greener with hydrogen electric private jets. This successful funding round is a vote of investor confidence that the French aerospace company can make hydrogen-powered electric jets for companies and the ultra-wealthy into a moneymaker. Giant Ventures and French sovereign fund BPI France co-led the Series A financing round, which also included capital from venture firms Initialized Capital, Female Founders Fund, and 7% Ventures. According to its co-founder and CEO, Beyond Arrow will use the capital to accelerate the construction of a plant in Toulouse, France, where it is based. The plant will build the hydrogen electric powertrains that will propel its jets. And turning to tech company earnings, Alphabet, Meta, Microsoft, Amazon, and Apple are all set to report this week. These five companies represent the majority of the so-called Magnificent Seven stocks that have driven the market up in recent months. Combined, they have a market capitalization of about $12 trillion. Google parent Alphabet kicks it off tomorrow. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Monday's Tech News Briefing podcast.